service suspensions. Right. I would like to be able to notify the quality committee members that on December 2nd, we needed to notify the owner of Joyce's House, which is a bridge housing provider in our CARS network, that we were going to be suspending referrals due to concerns that we had in standards of quality care and services to clients. We received concerns from clients who were receiving services there, and our compliance team went out and did an on-site review and audit at the facility, and we found some areas of concern of people not being able to access the home between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, staff working there without being first approved through our process, breaches in client confidentiality, and ensuring that all staff members treat clients with dignity and respect. And so we did suspend referrals at that time, and we've been meeting with the owner of the facility to discuss a plan of correction to be submitted and any other areas of quality that we had concerns about to be addressed. And once we're able to ensure that those things have been put in place, we will then resume referrals. But until then, referrals will be suspended until we know that our clients are accessing quality care and services from that vendor. So that's the Joyce's House. And then I believe that Heidi is on the line to now give an update regarding Harmony Social Services.
Good morning, everybody. We recently facilitated a desk audit, a desk review of Harmony Social Services, in which did have some findings and related to specific findings that led to a corrective action plan, and there was a fiscal recoupment that was identified. Dana James oversaw that desk audit, desk review, so I'm hoping that, there you are, Dana. Hi, Dana. Dana would be able to provide more detailed information of what those findings may be regarding, and then that corrective action plan, too.
Great. Thank you. So I was notified from our fiscal team or one of our fiscal staff around some concerns or pattern of concerns regarding Harmony Social Services and billing and invoices. And so as Heidi stated, we completed a desk review, and in that desk review, we found some notable concerns. One of the biggest concerns we saw was not having referrals. So they did not have referrals for services that they are providing. That is something that is required as part of our policies and procedures. And so that was missing in 38% of the situations that we looked at. The other notable concern that we had identified, and this is partly how this got identified to begin with for a desk review, is billing for services and getting paid for services on non-eligible days. So Harmony Social Services provides after-school and recreation programming. And so after-school programming can only be provided on days where there is school. And then recreation programming is services that are provided on non-school days. And so we saw in several instances where they were providing services on those non-eligible days. So for example, providing what they called after-school programming and billing us as after-school programming on days that there are no school. So those were the two highest of concerns when we came down to non-compliance. Other things that we had noted were things such as like missing attendance. They do need to have sign in, sign out. So that was maybe missing duplicate service dates. So there were some billing errors with that. Being billing us and being paid for over their allowed units. So for an example, after school programming, you're only allowed up to 4 hours of that service, and they were billing and being paid for over that amount. And then we also had some situations come up that when we were reviewing that were maybe they weren't So they might have had a sign in, but they didn't have a sign out. So sometimes we were missing just the whole sign in, sign out together, or maybe we were missing one or the other. And then we also had noted a concern around one of their staff requesting referrals post-service date. So after we sent the results, then going back and saying, hey, can you guys backdate these for us so we have referrals? So we did provide these findings to Harmony Social Services. They were able to go through the results and provide us any documentation. They were given several opportunities to provide us documentation on all of their results. And as Heidi mentioned, we did have a fiscal disallowance. That was pretty significant. So the fiscal disallowance was $28,305.40. Again, missing due to like not having referrals on file, not having their sign in, sign out, etc. So they have been issued a corrective action plan, and we have approved that corrective action plan. We've also been able to have a conversation with the owner of Harmony Social Services. Now, Hearts of Harmony, they had a name change here in the middle of it all. We did have a great conversation with her around just some of these practices, ensuring and monitoring these things. So we just have approved that as of December 9th. We did a quick review of their December services to make sure that they had referrals. We were in a good spot at that point, and we'll continue to monitor it.
We did also work with the agency, understanding the significance from their perspective of the recoupment amount. We did put a payment plan in place for them. While we did not suspend referrals or take any further actions, the agency, as they are looking at a couple of different protocols and actually have a physical move, they have requested to actually suspend referrals in the interim, and that will allow them to hopefully ensure that they're following the practices and procedures in accordance to policy and become in compliance as well. Dennis, that fiscal recoupment was about $28,000. Dennis put in the chat, just questioned how much it was.
Thank you.
We can also forward you the findings, Dennis, if you need them.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to get a general idea. I misheard the first time, so thank you.
No problem.
I'd like to commend you for doing a very thorough and a very excellent job. I read the entire report and was laid out very clearly and very concisely.
Thank you.
Any other questions by the committee?
Thank you.
Okay, we move on. Thank you.
Item